Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roughneck, old-school influence think break switch up in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that's actually useful for DJ sets, proper transitions, and that classic jungle tension release feeling. So the big idea here is not just to make a busy drum section. We want a switch up that feels intentional. We want the groove to evolve. We want the listener to feel the track mutating from a solid roller into a chopped break-led jungle moment, without it sounding random or overcooked. Think of this as a 16-bar midsection blueprint. This sits nicely after your first drop has already established the main vibe. The point is to refresh the energy, create contrast, and set up the next section with enough clarity that a DJ can still mix with it. That balance is what makes old-school inspired DNB hit so hard. It's rough, but it's controlled. We're going to use stock Ableton tools for the whole thing. Drum rack, sampler, operator, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, utility, echo, reverb, and automation lanes. And the reason that's important is because in DNB, arrangement and phrasing often matter more than stacking a million effects. Structure first, sound design second. That's the mentality. Let's start by setting up the section. In arrangement view, carve out a clean 16-bar region for the switch-up. If you already have a drop or roller groove, place this after at least 16 bars of the main pattern so the ear understands what's changing. That contrast is the whole game. Use locators to mark your 4-bar blocks, because we're going to think in phrases, not just in loops. A nice way to map this is, bars 1 to 4, keep the groove mostly intact, bars 5 to 8, start thinning the bass and revealing break fragments, bars 9 to 12, fully expose the think break edits, bars 13 to 16, build tension into the next drop or an outro-friendly loop. If your project isn't already around 170 to 174 BPM, that range is a great sweet spot for this style. It gives you enough space for break detail, but still keeps the propulsion of modern DNB, and that little phrasing discipline is huge. Even when the drums get wild, the listener should still feel the grid. Now let's build the core drum bed. We want three layers working together: a main kick and snare, a chopped break layer, and some percussion accents for fill and lift. Put your kick and snare into drum rack. Keep them punchy and simple. The kick should be short and solid, and the snare should have that classic crack and body. If you need to shape them, a little EQ and a touch of compression or drum bus can go a long way. For the break, load it into sampler. Use slice mode and slice by transient. You want the main hits caught cleanly, but not so oversliced that it turns into digital confetti. Choose a break with strong transients and some grit in the room tone. Amen. Think, hot pants, any of those old school style breaks will work beautifully. Here's the key, don't just loop the full break, extract rhythm fragments. In this style, the break is not just a loop, it's a conversation. Try this, set the slice sensitivity, so you catch the important hits, trigger slices on the off beats and before the snare, duplicate a 1-bar phrase and vary the last 2 beats every 4 bars. That tiny variation is enough to keep the loop alive. If the drum bus needs glue, use drum bus slightly. Keep the drive subtle, maybe around 5-15%. Add just enough crunch to make the layer feel alive. Don't overdo the boom unless you know your sub has room for it. In this style, the main spine is your kick and snare, and the break is the broken flesh around it. Now let's deal with the bass, because this is where the switch-up gets its attitude. Set up 2 bass layers. One is your sub, the other is your mid-bass or reese. For the sub, operator is perfect. Keep it clean. A sine wave, short controlled notes, mono on, and not much else. That's your foundation. For the reese, use wave-eatable or analog. Detune it a bit, give it some width in the mids, but keep the low end controlled. Then add saturator for a little grit. You want menace, not mush. Use utility to keep the low frequencies centered and mono safe. Now make the bass phrase answer the drums. That call and response thing is very important in roughneck DNB. Don't let the bass just drone through the whole section. Let it speak, then pull back, then hit again. A good starting move is this. Bars 1 to 4, let the bass answer the snare and support the groove. Bars 5 to 8, drop the sub out on select hits so the break feels bigger. Bars 9 to 12, let the bass become more selective, more stabbing, more syncopated. Bars 13 to 16, bring the bass back with more urgency, or open the filter into the next section. You can automate the Reese filter cutoff from somewhere low and murky, around 200 to 300 Hz, up into the 1 to 2 kHz range across the switch-up. That opening motion is great, because it creates an emotional reveal without needing a giant riser. Keep the sub steady or even remove it briefly for tension. A short dropout in the low end can feel massive if the drums are doing their job. Now we get to the think break itself. This is where you want to chop with intent. Don't let the break just run. Cut it into half bar and quarter bar phrases. Keep the recognizable hits. Leave some gaps and place ghost notes before the snare so it keeps leaning forward. That forward motion is everything. A good pattern strategy is bar 1, stable groove bar 2, add a fill on beat 4 bar 3, remove one kick and let the break breathe bar 4, either a little stop or a snare roll into the next phrase. If you're using simpler slices, play the slices from MIDI and focus on kick, pickup, snare, anticipation, tiny hats and ghost notes, one or two slightly unexpected micro cuts for grit. And if you find a break pattern that really works, commit to it. Resample it. Freeze and flatten it. Chop the audio instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI. Jungle and old school DNB often sound better when you make decisions and keep some human imperfection in the edit. A slightly off-grid ghost hit can make the whole section feel more alive. Now let's automate the transition, because automation is really the engine of this whole switch-up. Use auto filter to close things down slightly before the switch-up, then open them during the fill. Use reverb on a sender directly on the break for brief moments of space, but keep it under control. A short reverb burst on a snare fill can feel huge, but if it stays too wet for too long, it will swallow the impact. Echo is another great one. A short delay time, maybe an eighth or a dotted quarter, with low feedback can create a nice tail without turning the mix to fog. Saturator drive can also be pushed a little more in the final four bars for extra heat. And don't forget utility. A tiny gain dip right before the drop can make the next hit feel bigger than it really is. A really effective structure is bars 1 to 4, dry and punchy bars 5 to 8, a little more filter movement and some echo on the break bars 9 to 12, break exposed, reverb tails slightly wider bars 13 to 16, pre-drop tension with filtered bass and a final fill. The important thing here is restraint. Don't automate everything all the time. Small moves often hit harder in fast music. A 5 to 15% change can be plenty if the groove is already strong. Let's add some atmosphere now, but carefully. You can layer in a quiet vinyl crackle, room noise, or a subtle rattle under the break. I pass it aggressively so it doesn't cloud the kick or sub. If you want more space, use a short reverb return that's filtered on the low end, maybe even a touch of grain delay if you want a slightly unstable texture. But again, think seasoning, not soup. One really effective trick is to widen a snare echo briefly before it collapses back to mono. That gives you a bigger transition without ruining the club translation. Old school DNB loves that little burst of size before impact. Now, because this is supposed to be DJ friendly, let's talk arrangement discipline. The first couple of bars should not be overloaded. If a DJ is blending into this section, they need to read the kick, snare, and low end clearly before the break gets too active. So give them that entry point. Make the beginning readable. And at the end of the section, leave yourself a cleaner exit. Maybe the last 2 to 4 bars are simplified. Maybe the break gets thinner. Maybe the reese drops out for a bar. Maybe you leave only kick, snare, and sub on the final hit. That way the section can be mixed out naturally or looped in a live set without fighting the next tune. That's what separates a cool album-style edit from a proper DJ tool. We want both attitude and usability. Before we wrap, do a quick low-end sanity check. Put your sub and bass in mono below the low band. Check that the kick and sub are not fighting. Make sure the break isn't masking the snare crack. If the top end slices are getting harsh, tame them with EQ8. If the bass feels boxy, carve a little around the low mids. And always listen at low volume. If the groove still reads quietly, the structure is solid. A great practice move here is to mute half the extra layers and see if the switch up still makes sense. If it falls apart when you remove the FX, the rhythmic core is too dependent on decoration. The core should still work on its own. So the big recap is this. Build around 4-bar phrasing. Keep one layer dependable while another becomes unstable. Use the break as a rhythmic identity, not just a loop. Automate filters, delay, reverb, and drive in short intentional bursts. Keep the low end mono and controlled. And always leave mix-friendly entry and exit points. If you want to really lock this in, here's a quick challenge for you. Build 3 versions of the same 8-bar switch-up. One restrained, one tension-heavy, one chaotic. Bounce them to audio, listen in mono, and choose the one that feels strongest at low volume. That's the one that's probably going to work best in a real mix. Bottom line, in DNB, the best switch-ups don't just sound different. They reframe the groove. When your automation, break edits, and bass contrast all point in the same direction, you get that authentic roughneck jungle pressure. Dirty, tight, and ready to move a dance floor.